And it's a blessing to have all of them here. Why don't you stretch your hands toward them? Andrew and Kathy, you're in a season that you're seeing what you've been praying for 21 years begin to bear fruit. You know the position of an intercessor. You know how to touch Father's heart. And it's not over yet. You see, on your left and on your right are your two greatest cheerleaders. Not just coaches, not just teachers, but they believe that the impartation to you is exponential. And the Lord says, for the three of you, in the next 3 months, there are three doors that are opening that will be opportunities to see him in his glory. And two of those doors will have mantles, because the mantle that you have each borne, you have passed on, but there's new mantles that are coming that will be given to John so that he can take the mantles of your generation and the mantles of his generation and prepare the world for the next generation. Amen. And the Lord says that there are songs in heaven that you're going to release in the earth. And at times there's going to be people come around and say, you need to get that recorded and you know what that's all about. But the Lord says he's going to use it in strange places. Because the three of you haven't been afraid to go to the places that Jesus would go. But you're going to touch people in strange places. And you're going to have the song that's going to disarm them in ways that has not yet happened. And it's going to open their hearts for the thing that has been upon your heart is to see the next generation come to the Lord. And not just come to him, but run for him. And the Lord says, in these next 3 months, watch those three doors and don't hesitate in the doorway. Step boldly through them, because as you step through them, you're going to know what it means to take that mantle, and you're going to see the two of you, Kathy and Andrew, putting the mantle on John. And John's going to accept it, and he's going to learn how Elisha learned, and he's been learning over the course of his life. Lord, we say as they go out, we bless them. Lord, we bless Andrew and Kathy and John with more of your presence. Lord, we say, don't just go before them and follow after them. Hover over them, Lord. Indwell them with your glory so that your light will shine through them every place they go. And we say, Lord, take them into that secret place of intimacy, that each of them will hear you, and as they come together, there will be a threefold cord of revelation that will break open even the hardened places that have been difficult in the years gone by. But now, Lord, it will be as though you are driving a wedge. And we say, Lord, that by the time Rosh Hashanah comes, they will see you opening a way for them that will open the way for the future. Lord, we say, let the north and the south and the south and the north be open in ways that they were not open before. And we say, Lord, let the glory of your presence go before them, inhabit them, and follow after them. Lord, we decree signs and wonders are about to happen not only for them, but through them, so that the testimony of heaven made manifest in earth will be a part of their testimony everywhere they walk. And Lord, we say, bless them with more and more and more of you. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it, bro.
And there really are refreshments next door. So please stay in fellowship.